Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 118, season 5. Today's date is April 5th, 2022. And today's program, I will talk about Woolco discount stores. It was a part of Woolworths. And they didn't last very long in the Chicagoland area. And I will talk about its history and my memories of the store. Also, I'll do a wrap-up of last week's post on Vanished Chicagoland on my Facebook page. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Fabergé Organic Shampoo. And it's a commercial from 1984. And it features actress Heather Locklear, best known for Dynasty, T.J. Hooker, and Melrose Place. So here we go.
When I first tried Fabergé Organics shampoo with pure wheat germ oil and honey, it was so good I told two friends about it, and they told two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. And believe me, there's still nothing like the original Fabergé Organics. It gives me super shine, super body,
and super fresh smelling hair.
Try it, and you'll tell your friends about it, and they'll tell their friends, and so on, and so on. Be sure and get the original Fabergé Organics shampoo and conditioner with pure wheat germ oil and honey.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Fabergé Organic Shampoo, and it featured Heather Locklear. She became very famous for her TV shows, and I remember first watching her on Dynasty in 1981, right at the second season, when that's when also introduced Joan Collins, her character, Alexis Carrington. And the show started very slow, then it got very popular, and then it became an 80s icon. You know, an iconic show, and I still love it. And I still watched, sometimes you watch clips on YouTube, and I still miss it because I watched all four primetime soaps in the 80s. Dallas, Dynasty, Knots Landing, and Falcon Crest. Also, they had the spinoff for Dynasty, which is the Colbys, during the last 2 years. And also, they had Hotel. And that was like a love boat in a hotel. It was great TV. And Heather Locklear, she hasn't been around lately. I've heard she had personal problems, but I always loved watching her. I didn't watch her much on T.J. Hooker, but I watched her on Dynasty, like I said before. And she started, her character was Sammy Jo Dean. She started very sweet and innocent. Then she turned into this manipulative, greedy bitch. And I love her moments with Joan Collins with bitch to bitch versus bitch on the show. That makes it great TV. It's a lot of fun. And then after that, she started on Melrose Place. The show didn't start very well, but her character Amanda Woodward became like that. She was the Alexis in that show, and that was popular in the 90s. So yeah, good luck to her, whatever she's doing. Okay. Today I will talk about, as I said in the beginning of the program, I will talk about Woolco discount stores, and I'll do a wrap-up of last week's post on my Vanished Chicagoland, which I will do right now. And I'll talk about Woolco at the end. Some very interesting posts I had this past week. First off, I had, I found a coupon on eBay. It was for Bressler's ice cream. The 33 flavors. A lot of people missed that ice cream. The other one they missed, the other one was Seal Test. Yeah, that was good too. And both are gone, unfortunately. You know, and I think they were founded in Chicago. I think they were, especially Bressler's. And I found a little history about that. It was an ice cream chain founded in 1927. By a Polish immigrant. His name is William J. Bressler. And believe it or not, in 1954, he founded the chain Henry's Hamburgers. And a lot of people still miss that place. It was wonderful. They said it was better than McDonald's. And then he opened a franchise, and they were all over the Chicagoland area and probably around the country. They all closed. And believe it or not, there is one location that's remaining, and that's in Benton Harbor, Michigan, which I've been told. So if you're ever in the area, I hope it tastes the same. I don't know. Because I never been there. I never patronized at that place. You know, but I heard it's wonderful. And then, anyway, William Bresler found that restaurant. And then he sold the chain in 1987 to Oberweis. So that's still around. After that, it was first Bresler's ice cream, then Bresler's 33 flavors. And I remember there was Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors. And then it just disappeared, you know. So that's a shame. That really was. It was good ice cream. I liked it. I remember it was located in Fort City Mall. I remember that, even the food court. It was there for a long time. Okay. Next up, I posted about this was very popular when I posted it. It was the Eden's Theater. It was a movie theater. That was located at 320 Skokie Boulevard, Northbrook, Illinois. And this opened on March 8th, 1963. And it was very huge, and it had red curtains and a small stage area. And the original color scheme was gold and off-white with teak paneling. I wish I'd seen that. And the exterior of the theater looked like something like in that movie, 1956, Forbidden Planet. It was like a science fiction movie. And the building was constructed like it was the largest hyperbolic paraboloid. I can't pronounce that word. And it was a concrete roof curved sharply upwards at the end. It was kind of cool. You know, and I never seen it. I wish I did, you know, because I was on the south side and it was north. And let's see. And it had a very interesting decor inside the theater. The main lobby was sunken, and they had a set of chairs and a living room, and they had artwork. Beautiful. Yeah. At the time, it was beautiful. I can't imagine now. And then in 1969, in November 14th, they built a second one adjacent to the original one, and it was renamed the Eden's 1 and 2, like most theaters, they did that. And they closed it in 1994, and somebody bought it, and it was right in the Eden's Plaza. And anyway, the guy who bought it, he decided to tear it down, which was a stupid idea. I don't know why. And so right now, where the theater stands, it's the Village Square Shopping, Village Square of Northbrook is a shopping center there now. And that's a shame, you know, because when I posted this photo of the theater, people remember what movies they saw and their, you know, experiences and their memories. And they said it was very unique at its time, and it looked beautiful. You know, that's just, I wish I went there. I wish I did, but no. Okay. So, you know, another theater gone bye-bye. Okay. Next up we have iMagnon. And it was just a postcard. It was located at near the water tower, the structure in downtown Chicago, not downtown, in, you know, by the Magnificent Mile on Michigan Avenue. And I'll give you a brief history on that. That was founded in San Francisco. It's a very luxurious department store, very high fashion. And the person who owned it was a couple. Their name was Isaac Magnon and Marianne Magnon. And of course, I Magnon, that's from Isaac, it was the name of their husband. And they opened this store in 1876. That's a long time. And expanded into other in other locations, and a lot of people said that they love the quality clothing of the clothes they did, and there's a lot of famous fashion designers touted their designs there, and it's. And, you know, when the earthquake hit 1906 in San Francisco and just, you know, it damaged it. But then they reopened it in another location. So that was luckily that. And anyway, so it was sold. And then the chain was bought by a department store called Bullocks. I've heard of that. That was in Los Angeles. And then they sold it to Macy's, which is a shame. And then the one near on the Magmile closed after that. And but I've heard from people on my Facebook page, they love going to that store when they were looking forward to shopping on the Magmile. They went to that one. And I think then's Bloomingdale's. I think Bloomingdale's moved there. I'm not sure, but Magmile is gone. Yeah, that's a shame. You know, we need more luxurious stores like that, you know, like Lord & Taylor. That's gone as well. Okay. Next up, we have, also I posted an ad for Creature Features, as always, and it was a movie called The Invisible Raid. I featured Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff, another pairing. And it was from 1936, and it was very. I've seen this movie once on DVD. It was very interesting. It's a different horror movie, but it's a lot of fun, you know. And a lot of people remember the movie. And as time went on, Creature Features, they showed more movies from Universal, not very well known. Some cheesy, some bad, some very good. That's how it was. And that was about 50 years ago, and they aired on April 1st, 1972, on Channel 9. On WGN TV. Okay. Next up, excuse me. We have here's an oldie but a goodie. I found this is from a person that posted on my other Facebook page, Chicago's Lost Amusement Parks. And his name was Rex Butler. And he got this from his grandfather. And it was a postcard of the Velvet Coaster. It was a roller coaster at Riverview Park, and this was dated 1909, and I think it was the second roller coaster they built. I think the first one was a figure eight or called the Top. That was the first one, but the Velvet Coaster was the second, and I don't know much history about that one. All I know is when you get on the roller coaster of the Velvet Coaster, you don't go down fast. It's gentle. So you go not like that. So that might have been interesting. And it was big. It looked very big. You know, it looked like a lot of fun. And it was made out of wood. It was wooden. Unfortunately, it just lasted 10 years. So it was from 1909 to 1919. So that was it, you know. But I don't think anyone who's alive now remembered that. That was over, you know, it's 100 years ago, unless you're a historian, you know. But when I stumbled onto this, you know, I wanted to learn more about it. It's kind of cool, you know. So they built more roller coasters as time went on, you know, like the Jackrabbit and the Wild Mouse, Fireball, and the famous one, the Bob's. Course, and later on was the Jetstream. I think that was the last one they did. Also the Greyhound. Yeah, there were others, but some remain, some tore down, some have renamed it. Oh, the Comet and the Flash. First it was Silver Flash, then it was the Flash. So that's very interesting. And I posted this on my social media accounts and people loved it. You know, they never heard of it, but they still liked it. Okay. All righty. And let's see what else is next. Oh, I guess that's it for last week. So now I will talk about Wilco. Wilco department stores. And let's see here. I'll be right with you in a second. I always do that. That's terrible. Okay, and that was a Wilco was a discount chain, and it was founded in 1962, and it was by the Woolworth Company, and it was founded in 1962 in Columbus, Ohio, and it was like a but it was not like a five a dime store. It was like a discount store, like today Walmart or Target, and at its peak, it had 100 stores in the United States and Canada and the UK. And they in the United States they closed in 1982, but they remained in Canada until 1994. They were still around, and in the UK they were 1986. So that's amazing. I guess it because it was competition that killed them, I guess. And let's see. I have the locations of the stores in the Chicago area, but first I'm going to play a commercial of Wilco. Okay. And this commercial is from 1976, and it is that features the Pong game. Remember Pong? With the tennis, dunk, 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 like that. And so here is the commercial from 1976 of Wilco, the Pong game. Here we go.
Wilco has it, the TV fun game with extra features for everyone, youngster or pro. There's automatic scoring, and not just one game, but four. You can choose tennis, or hockey, handball, or squash. To increase the challenge, switch to a faster ball speed and a sharper angle. Even change the bat size. The TV fun game with extra features is at Wilco now, $59.88.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Wilco, which is featuring the Pong game. I only played that game once, no, maybe twice. I think I played it at an arcade at Fort City Mall at the Wizards game, I think that's what's called, and also at Fort City Bowl, the bowling center, and also Scottsdale Bowl, all on the south side. Not, I didn't play this at home. I had Atari, but I never bought the game. But I went to a friend's house one time and he had the computer Commodore 64, if you remember that. And it was a home computer that was like in the early 80s. And he played Pong on that. And I played that too. And it was fun. Yeah. So, so we competed with each other on the Commodore 64. And that's something. I don't know if they make that anymore, but that's how I got introduced to technology, when I went to DeVry. Yeah, but actually it wasn't. It was in high school when I did the when I took data processing and we did the key punch machines. I got hooked. And then later on went to Daly College, took a couple courses in computer science, and then I went to DeVry and I graduated. So I'm still learn. You learn a lot more, and technology changes. You got to keep up. It's like you have to go to school for the rest of your life, which I did, which I dislike. But I'd rather learn on my own. Anyway, so back to Wilco. I mentioned before that it had locations in the Chicagoland area, and I will read them, the locations. Okay, and let's see. Here they are, and they had six locations, and I read them off to you. The first one was at Villa Park, Illinois. That was at the Villa Oaks Center, 200 West Roosevelt Road. Next, it was in Schaumburg, Park Plaza, 1975 Irving Park Road. Also at Rolling Meadows Shopping Center at 2995 Kirchhoff Road. Next, it was at Wheaton, Main Street Plaza, 288 East Geneva Road. Then in Oak Lawn Shopping Plaza, 8700 Cicero Avenue. And yeah, it was on the corner. I remember that. And also the last one was at Madison Market Plaza near the Lincoln Mall, 4200 Lincoln Highway. And they all closed this month, I believe, in April 1982, about 40 years ago. And some three of the stores converted into venture And I don't know what happened to the others. I don't know which ones it was. So anyway, so what I remember, Wilco, I only shopped there a couple times or just browsed, you know. And I asked my mother if she ever shopped there. And she goes, yes, I did. I went to the Oaklawn location. And believe it or not, that was with where E.J. Corvettes was there. And then, let's see. So it was like Woolworths, but, you know, like I said before, it wasn't a five a dime. You found some discount items. But, you know, in the 60s, it was located in elsewhere. And there's photos of that on the internet. And it's a shame because they, you know, seemed like a good idea at the time. I remember the commercials on TV and also played one just now like that. And it's a shame because there were other chains of discount department stores. I can think of a couple on my head. There was Shoppers World in the 60s, Turnstile. And there was Community. Remember Community? Yeah. I might do a podcast on that or maybe do all of them. Yeah. Zare, of course. That lasted a long time, very long time. Of course, Venture came after that. All gone. That's a shame. Okay. So that'll be all for today of this episode. I discussed the wrap-up of my posts from last week on Vanished Chicagoland on my Facebook page, and I also talked briefly about Woolco discount stores. And I had a good time. And thank you for joining me. And I will do another podcast episode this coming weekend. We'll see what I'll do. Anyway, everyone have a good day. And thank you again for joining me. And bye-bye for now for me. And here is Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye for now. So take it away, Ray. So long, everyone.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.